We have listened to this account of Jesus entering Jerusalem for the last time before his passion. Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell us people spread their cloaks on the road, and Matthew and Mark tell us about branches from trees also. But St. John gives us more information as he tells us the branches were palm branches, as a result of which we call today Palm Sunday. People waving palm branches as Jesus entered Jerusalem meant one thing. They were welcoming Jesus as a king or a conqueror, because palm branches were used to welcome conquerors. As an aside, Jewish coins minted in later times during rebellions against Rome had palm branches on the coins. As Jesus entered Jerusalem, it looks like they expected Jesus would take the city back from Rome and they would have independence once again. The people cried out, "Hosanna," which means "save us." It seems that the atmosphere was electric that day as Jesus entered Jerusalem. The palm branches anticipated a victory. And indeed, we all know Jesus was victorious exactly 1 week later, but not as they imagined. Jesus rose victorious from the tomb, conquering death forever. The victory Jesus was about to win was not against Rome, but over death. St. John gives us one other additional piece of information about that day. He tells us it was 5 days before the Passover, and this is very significant. Why? Something else happened in Jerusalem 5 days before the Passover every year. On that day, every year, the head of the family went to the temple and selected the lamb that will be sacrificed for his family for Passover. And the Passover was during the afternoon, 4 days later. So as Jesus entered Jerusalem, the lambs for the Passover sacrifice were being selected. This is surely no coincidence. A lamb was chosen to be sacrificed by every family to commemorate their redemption from Egypt, and at the same time, Jesus, the Lamb of God, was entering the city about to offer himself in sacrifice to the Father for the redemption of all humanity. Absolutely incredible, amazing. During the week ahead, it would be good to read the accounts of Jesus' passion in the four Gospels and meditate on them. We just read from the Gospel of Mark, so we could read Matthew, Luke, and John. It's in all four. There's two chapters near the end of each of the four Gospels, and having many similarities, but each of them also give us information we do not find in the others. In the Passion accounts, as we all know, following the Last Supper, Jesus went to Gethsemane where he was arrested. And following that, he was tried before the Sanhedrin. That was a religious trial. The Jewish leaders put Jesus on trial because of talk. They heard that he was the Messiah. They wanted to have Jesus killed, but did not have the authority to do it. So the Sanhedrin arranged to have Jesus tried before Pilate in a civil trial, as if Jesus were claiming to be a king. That was the only way they could get Jesus killed, because Pilate had the authority to condemn Jesus to death. Pilate, as we all know, ends up giving in to their demands and sends Jesus to his execution. So Jesus underwent two trials: the religious trial before the Sanhedrin for being the Messiah, and the civil trial before Pilate for talk that he was king of the Jews. So during the week ahead, again, it would be good to reread the gospel narratives and meditate on the passion accounts. Those two chapters in each gospel as an act of love for Jesus and what he did for us. Our readings today and each day this week during Holy Week help us meditate on Jesus' passion. Just one example is the psalm we heard today, Psalm 22, which starts off, my God, why have you forsaken me?" That's kind of like I heard years ago. If anyone in our culture says, "Oh, say, can you see?" we all know where that's going. And when Jesus quoted this psalm, every Jewish listener in the vicinity would have known exactly where he was going with this. So yes, did he feel abandoned? And so yeah, but he went with total confidence and will of the Father, total submission to the will of the Father. When he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? It's the opening line of Psalm 22. So you read Psalm 22, what is it about? It's all about the crucifixion. It's all about the suffering Messiah. And it ties into Isaiah 50, Isaiah 50, 52, and 53. So, although coming from about 1,000 years before Jesus, this psalm, Psalm 22, foresees many details in Jesus' passion, being mocked in a way similar to what Jesus endured on the cross, casting lots for his garment and piercing his hands and feet. Even though the Roman Empire, which used crucifixion as capital punishment for non-citizens, did not even exist at the time that the psalm was written by King David. Absolutely amazing. To help us meditate on Jesus' passion, here are some statements from Jesus to St. Faustina. About 100 years ago, St. Faustina, many of you are aware of her, the nun from Poland, and we get the Diary of Divine Mercy from St. Faustina. Incredible revelations and conversations from our Lord and visions that St. Faustina had. And we get the Divine Mercy image that you'll see on the Sunday after Easter. St. John Paul II declared that day a holy feast, a holy festival for the remission of all punishment due to sin. And here are a couple lines about the Passion from St. Faustina, Sister Faustina's diary. Jesus is speaking, "You please me most when you meditate on my sorrowful passion. Join your little sufferings to my sorrowful passion, so that they may have infinite value before my majesty. There is more merit to 1 hour of meditation on my sorrowful passion than there is to a whole year of flagellation that draws blood. The contemplation of my painful wounds is of great profit to you, and it brings me great joy. Consider my sorrowful passion in all its immensity. Consider it as if it had been undertaken for your sake alone." And that's an interesting thought too, to think about it, meditate on it, that if we were the only one in the world, each one of us, do this in your own prayer time, if we were the only one, Jesus would have still done all of this. It's incredible. And lastly, from St. Faustina's diary, "There are few souls who contemplate my passion with true feeling. I give great graces to souls who meditate devoutly on my passion." So as we reflect on Jesus' passion, we remember the crowd on Palm Sunday waving palm branches, expecting Jesus to win a victory. And Jesus did win a victory, not as they hoped, but infinitely better, the victory over death. We learn from St. Paul, "O death, where is your sting? Death has been swallowed up in victory." St. Paul writes to the Catholic Church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians. So we too can say Hosanna, which means save us, Lord, but asking Jesus to save us by the fruits of his passion. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen.